These shining moments in Badger history are brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic reminds you to don't just live, shine.
They led most of the way in that hockey game, but the Badgers with a couple of third period goals to tie it and then force overtime. Was it kind of white knuckle time, or were you guys putting the heat on?
Well, it was white knuckle time up to the time we scored, but I think we felt like we had the momentum. The goal, the winning goal itself, was kind of created out of what New Hampshire was doing. They actually were having their defensemen take their faceoffs, and all they were doing was jamming us, just tying us up, and not going after the puck at all. So we had a faceoff in their zone on our right side, and we kind of set up this play where I had Tommy Allseth, who was our right winger. I was kind of motioning to him, Tommy, get right behind me. This is where I want you, because I'm going to try to win the faceoff back to you. But in my own mind, we weren't trying to win the faceoff back. What we did when the guy went in to tie up my stick, I pulled my stick back so there was nothing there to tie up. And the referee dropped the puck. It laid flat as a pancake, which doesn't happen very often. And I came back through and shot the puck. I was just trying to get it on net, let the truth be known, and the puck went into net. So it was a little bit of it was created by what they were doing, and it happened to work out perfect.
So that's just 42 seconds into the overtime, Craig?
Yep. It was the first faceoff, I think, in overtime. It was in their zone, and that helped us propel us into the final game.
You've been a part of many overtime games, and sometimes they're like that. If it doesn't come quick, then those overtimes can drag on for a while.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, actually a little over 4 years ago, we were up in Green Bay, and it was a three overtimes before a game was decided. The interesting thing, to your point, Bill, is the fact that the next night playing against Michigan, it was another faceoff in the Michigan zone that resulted in the winning goal. It wasn't one right off the faceoff, but it was in the first minute. It was on the other side, the left side, and we had an opportunity to score in a wraparound by Tom Allseth, and Steve Alley ended up putting the puck in the net, but it was in the first minute again.
So you had three assists in that championship game the following night. What's that like to have, you know, the playmaker in an NCAA championship?
We had a tremendous team. We had a lot of guys. I mean, Craig Norwich, a defenseman, led us in points that season with over 80, and Mark Johnson set a record for goals as a freshman. Steve Alley, Tom Allseth, Taft, and then our third and fourth line guys, they chipped in key goals as well. I mean, against New Hampshire, it was Dave Herbst and Les Grauer that tied the two goals that tied the game up. You know, the goal scorers coming into the game didn't make any noise till overtime. So we really had a talented team in all aspects. And that night, it was kind of weird. We were up 5-2 going into the third period, and Michigan got the momentum and tied it up and had some exit opportunities to win it. And we were able to get to overtime and then finally win it there. So exciting. It was an exciting weekend for sure.
Mike, you went into the weekend with 37 wins, and that's the first time a Badger team had won 30 games in any season up to that point. Was there a pressure at that point because of such a great season to be able to finish it off, or were you guys just that confident that you didn't feel it?
I don't think there was a pressure. I think we were excited at the opportunity to win. I think when we had enough confidence in our ability, and we were really looking forward to playing, and it was, going into that Saturday night into overtime, I think one of the key factors that gets lost that probably the average fan wouldn't know is, it was Steve Alley that scored the goal, but Steve was the leader in the locker room in terms of the emotional thing, and he was just, there's no way we're losing this game. And he was just, as tired as we were, his total attitude, we are not losing this game, and he kind of led the charge going out, and it's ironic the fact that he ended up scoring the goal. So we're excited to get there. We're excited to play because we believe in ourselves, and we had that opportunity to see if we could win it all.
You were a junior that year. Describe the feeling. What was it like to win an NCAA championship?
Been asked that question a lot, comparing being a coach and a player, and it's an interesting comparison because you are so emotionally wrapped up as a player. You have to get yourself ready to play, and there's all this energy, physical, mental, emotional, that when the puck went in the net, I can tell you honestly, Bill, I didn't remember a thing consciously until I got back into the locker room. There was such a euphoria on the ice at the time. I consciously didn't remember anything. I saw pictures later on, and it was like, I don't remember that. I don't remember any of the things that I'm seeing here in these photographs. It wasn't until we got back in the locker room. And then as a coach, it's totally different because you have to be in control, and there's more of a sense of satisfaction when you win a championship as a coach.
To do it at the same school has to be, you know, really thrilling and gratifying.
It's bonus. To be able to experience both at Wisconsin here is a great bonus. You know, to experience one as a coach or a player would be tremendous. But to be able to do both and at your alma mater is a total bonus situation.
These shining moments in Badger history have been brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine.